What's going on, people? Mike C-Town here with another Dead End Hip Hop solo album review, and today I'm talking about the new album from Henry Osborne entitled Duo. This is Henry Osborne's 7th full-length, and that's not including albums he's done with his group Grayskull, which is where I first discovered him, and that's also not including the albums he's done under Dark Time Sunshine, or the various albums he's done with Aurora and Norman and the Gigantics. But this dude has so many projects under his belt that it's ridiculous, and yet, I still feel like he's super underrated. I thoroughly enjoyed everything I've heard from Henry at this point. You know, I'm a big fan of his lyrical ability, but I'm more of a fan of the way he flows on a track. He has this very doom and gloom style that stems from his kind of like monotone, almost emotionless voice. But the thing about Henry is that even though his voice sounds emotionless and dark and kind of vampire-like, I still hear a lot of passion in everything that he says. Anything I hear from him always has such a heavy feel to it. Like, even if it's a more upbeat track, like, just his presence on the track kind of brings it to this certain ugh point, you know? And I mean that in the absolute best way possible. He's just so damn cool and smooth, man. And I've had the pleasure of meeting him one time, just a few years ago at South by Southwest. And even in person, he's like he is on record. I was introduced to him by either NASA or Ryan from Vampire Stalk Records. I can't remember who. And I tripped out that he actually knew who I was before I even said anything. But he was like, "You're the guy that makes YouTube videos. I like your stuff." And I'm sitting here like, holy shit, Henry Osborne watches my videos. This is fucking crazy. What the fuck? But I had to play it cool like he was, so I was just like, yeah, man, I appreciate that. The whole idea of this album is every track is a duo, meaning that it's a song with him and another person. And an idea like this can totally work in some cases and totally flop in some others, but some rappers may choose to get a gang MC that sound a bit too familiar to the point where the album just comes across as an album full of the same rapper using different voices, you know, like any DJ Khaled song. Some rappers may choose to just grab any old rapper just because they're in the same social group, even if they don't have any kind of chemistry with them, and throw them on tracks and make it a big mishmash of sounds that doesn't end up flowing well together at all. But what I think Henry did with this album was make something that sounded like a genuine hangout appears, right? Like, this doesn't sound like a bunch of songs with dial-in verses. Like, even if that's what they are, it doesn't sound that way. It actually sounds like all these dudes came down to the studio where they were recording and did music together the way it's supposed to be. I'm not gonna be all cheesy and say it sounds like a musical party with friends, because I don't think that's what it sounds like, but it definitely sounds like a meetup of people who are in the same peer group. Like, these songs all seem to work because the MCs involved all seem like they want to create great music with a great MC like Henry. The album starts off on fire with 19, and Henry's first line is, "All I ask is that you enjoy yourself at this moment. I brought some friends along with me to speak to this component." So what you get there is classic Henry over an amazing beat, and he's telling you what you're about to listen to for the next 50 plus minutes. "My ashes have all been gathered and spread throughout each and every individual's mouth, not even south of the soil, yet my blood has been boiled." It really just gives you a feel of what you're going to be getting with this album. And the awesome thing is, along with Henry's amazing verse here, the song features my man Aesop Rock, who comes through with a super dope and incredibly wordy verse, as he always does. East Coast Booger Brain climbs through styles like fire through sugarcane. Now here's the thing, from this track on, what you get is a nice mix of styles. I don't think there's any one song that sounds monotonous because the MCs blend too much together, nor are there any songs where the MCs really don't mash. What I think Henry and whoever executively produced this project did was create an album where each song is very different. The way the album moves from track to track, where you're going from slower to faster to darker to slightly less darker, almost upbeat, was done super well. There aren't any moments in this album where you're really given a chance to get bored. Now, I feel like I can go through this album song by song and have something substantial to say about each one, but instead, I'll just give you a few of my highlights aside from the opening track 19. Another amazing track was Not Really with Rob Sonic. The way this song comes in is just so dope. I really love Rob Sonic. Side note, I still regret not reviewing Alice in Thunderdome, which was an amazing album. But the way the Rob Sonic comes in with the hook is just super dope, but the verse he lays down is just so nasty over this beat with that signature Rob Sonic bizarre-ass wordplay. hovering over the rim like waterboarded Wonder Twins, run with kids that stay on guard and raise the bar like jungle gyms, and governments that break a horse and play the part like Cousin It. Turmoil with POS. Holy shit. That song is amazing. That super dark beat, the way it comes in with that piano, and then Henri comes in, Oh Jesus, Confetti in the Confessional, another one bites the professional. But when the beat changes a little bit, and he has that part where he says, winter cometh, the chill is setting, willows are weeping, frostbitten legend, ice skating on ponds, we all on thin ice, it looks like diamonds all across the lawns. Man, something about that part with the piano in the back, it's just so heavy to me. Snowman will melt one day for all to see he's soulless. I don't know why, but that might be my favorite line on this whole album. But that run of bars that Henri puts down right there is easily my favorite moment of the whole album. It's just so, I don't know, man. I don't know what it is, but that part blows me away every time I listen to it. And POS was just the icing on the cake for this song. All I wanted was what's entitled as a human, some simple space to consume, some food for the face, a decent chase. All I got was what's commonplace, these ruins, this fucking maze I build as I move through it, no clue to what I'm doing. Sounds like all of us, right? Iron blood is rushing through, plus whatever's on me. On my honest, cross my heart, hope the zombie back and body any basic trying to stop me. God damn, man! And the way he ends the track where he just says, expect resistance. Dude, come on, man. Neo Nerd with Kimya Dawson sees Henri sounding his saddest and most dismal, while Kimya Dawson kind of brings a quirky lightheartedness to the track that I didn't think would work at first, but it does beautifully. My First Kill, featuring Sadistic, sees these two rhyming over a super dark, menacing beat that goes so well with the style of these guys. Like, it's weird. They fit so well together that you can almost see them forming a group. But seriously, speaking of forming a group, I think we definitely need a Moody Gray album, because the song Airwaves with K-Death from Moody Black is fucking bananas. I don't want to call it industrial, but almost mechanical beat that these guys rap over is so dope, and they mesh so well together, probably better than anyone else on this album. The only song that I can say that I didn't really like was Flee the Colony. It was just a bit too upbeat sounding for me, and I didn't really like Nathan Quiroga. I'm not really sure how to pronounce his name because I'm not familiar with him. I didn't really like him on the hook. His voice and the kind of electro beat didn't really work for me too well, but that's one song out of 18 that I didn't love, and I'd say that's a pretty good fucking ratio. And again, I'm not familiar with Nathan. Maybe if I heard his other music, I know he's in another band, maybe I would then kind of appreciate this track more, so I'll get to that at some point, but as of right now, I'm not really feeling this song. But overall, what I get from this album is that there's no deep concept to it, because the album itself is kind of the concept. The whole idea of Henri deciding he wants to work with whoever artist he wants to work with, and I think that it came out absolutely incredible. The beats on this thing are dark. The rhymers all brought their A game to the table to make this thing jump off properly. My favorite Henri project before this has always been a tie between Alone and The Gray Area, but right now, Duo has forced its way into that equation. I want to sit with it longer before I can definitively say anything, but this is definitely one of Henri's best albums, and easily one of the best albums I've heard so far this year. So make sure you guys go check this out and pick it up when you fall in love with it. So that's it. As usual, thank you for living, thank you for loving, thank you for being you, and I will see you guys next time. All right? Peace, bitches!